Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm your host, James Lopez, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. This is episode 57, and I have you to thank. Because of your questions and support, I have been able to connect and work with some really, really dope people and some dope brands from all around the world. Thank you, and I ask you to keep doing it. Keep sharing it. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep sharing the content. Join the email list at coolfordads.com and pass it on to a friend, because sharing is caring, and yo, other dads, they need these gems too. Hook them up. Don't be cheap. Also, check other websites or people when you see them trying to sell merchandise with Fatherhood is Lit on them. Yeah, they see how we are moving, and unfortunately, they copy us big time. They want to be down with the swag. I can't blame them. Can you? Now, if you want to support us, we teamed up with a small group called Stereotype Co., which is a small business based out here in Staten Island, to make some merchandise. Hit up their website or hit the link in our bios, or go to coolfordads.com to find out more information. But most importantly, keep remembering that Fatherhood is Lit, and that we are extremely lucky to be living the life of a dad. If you haven't noticed, I don't really do the grand intro for my guests. And some of them, they truly deserve it. They deserve all the bells and whistles that come with an introduction. But I just don't do it. They put in work with their own companies or on behalf of others. But that's not why I respect the people I bring on. I respect them because they handle their business as fathers. They take their roles as fathers at every single stage very seriously and handle it with pride. Last week, one of those dads I respect put up a really dope piece of content around the role of fatherhood. That person, his name is Casey Neistat. I hope I said his last name right. Probably messed it all up. If you don't know Casey, find him on YouTube. His content is always A1. With this video, he spoke about visiting his oldest at college and how it made him question his role as a dad now that his son is a man himself. It made me really think hard about my own dad, his role then and now, as opposed to me being a dad now myself. It had me thinking about how our roles change as they grow. And just like Casey, I wondered how that would look once my oldest left for college. I know what to do, well, somewhat what to do with my younger kids, but my oldest is about to be 14. Even though he is a baby, he's not a baby anymore. So how will my role as a father shift as puberty and hormones take over? Take a second to think about that. You ever thought about your role and how it shifts and changes? Take that second to think about that and how your parents transitioned with you as you grew. For today's purposes, let's break it into four stages. The I do everything for them stage, the toddler we have to watch what they do stage, the teenage I know everything stage, and then the most crazy stage, in my opinion, the I'm grown stage. When your first child is born, everything around you changes. You become a father, a real one, not just one saying I'm about to be a dad. There's no blueprint to it, but your role as a father comes at you real quick. During this stage, you are everything and anything your kid needs. They need you for protection, survival, nurturing, and of course, food. This is when we as dads show up and bond while having some skin-to-skin time with them. This is when a dad sleeps with one eye open like CBS, and the slightest noise at night has you jumping up to make sure your kids are good. That role is clearly defined. You are everything they need, and more than you know. You protect them when somebody wants to carry them so they don't mess up their back. They catch a diaper rash, you feel their pain and wish it was you instead of them. The role of dad at that stage is called life. We created them. Now we watch over them the first few years, making sure nothing bad happens to them and praying that anything that bad comes their way hits us first. We are their ultimate protectors. We are everything. We are bodyguards without pay, but willing to take a bullet without a thought. We got that new dad smell and rock that shit with pride. That stage is the most hectic, especially when it's your first child. but your role as a dad is perfectly defined. Doing anything and everything to make sure they see another day. That's our role, and we do it really, really well. Once they start hitting that toddler age, our roles shift. We go from protecting them to now encouraging them to grow. We push them to walk, to learn their ABCs, or to count to 10. We start noticing how quick they are and how fast they soak in new things. Now, as fathers, we have to watch what we do because they will mimic us. And for greatness, they need to see greatness, not craziness. Our role as dads during this stage is still defined. We as dads see them growing and now start throwing new things to them to grow with. We can do more with them now, which means the lessons and quality time together, it actually changes. We are still their everything, but now we throw in more education and even more motivating. Our roles continues as protectors, but at this stage, we can push them to do even more. I love being able to protect my 4-year-old, but what I love the most is seeing him learn something new. My role as a father has to be to support his growth and even expose him to more stuff to learn from. I get to play with him while watching him pick up something new. And fellas, you know it feels extra good knowing that what they learned, you were a part of it. Maybe the only reason they learned it. Stage 1 was keeping them alive. Stage 2 continues that tradition, but now we get to get even more hands-on because their mental is being built. This is also when they start getting independent, which means our roles go from protecting to now cleaning the mess they make because they want to feed themselves. Man, the life, I tell you, it's crazy. Then comes that little man, little girl stage, the I'm bigger than a toddler, but still don't wipe my own ass right stage. The I know it all stage. The age of that stage varies, and so does the role of the father. This is when we have 6-year-olds and teenagers acting like they know every single damn thing. They challenge you like no other time because they actually do know stuff, even if it's wrong. I can't tell you how many times my 7-year-old has told me how to work my computer that he doesn't even know how to shut down correctly. They get crazy, and our roles as dads get crazier. During this stage, we continue to provide safety. We continue to expose them to more and more, but we also let them become a little bit more independent. This is probably a helicopter's dad's worst stage. They want to be there for their kids, but here is where you let them fall down a bit. Here is where you let the bumps and bruises come without running towards them like it's a life or death situation without hands full of bandages. Here is when your kids get a cut and you say, bro, if you're crying over this, you can't play anymore, as opposed to, my poor baby, let daddy kiss your boo-boo. Things get real and our roles as fathers start to get a little foggy. That constant push and pull feeling hits. Do we let them fall and run to pick them up? Or do we let them fall and wait till they pick themselves up before we help them out? This is where common sense prevails, and I would be lying to say it always works. But hey, at least we still play a major role as fathers during this stage. We get to teach them all about real life, sex, drugs, the economy. We get to expose them to it all and provide guidance while doing so. It's one of the realest stages in my book, but don't be fooled. The sex talk and even drug talk isn't easy. If you are up to this stage, listen to our first podcast with Paul Brunson. The audio was a little messed up, but the lessons were on fire as we talked about the sex life and the sex talk and how we as fathers could actually have these talks with our kids. We shouldn't be afraid. Then comes that last stage of fatherhood. That stage when your kids are no longer kids. We can call them our babies as they go to college, make babies, and even have their own family. But the truth is, they are not our babies anymore. So how does our role as fathers change then? That stage is what had Casey questioning his role as a pops. As they become little adults, do they need us? And for what exactly do they need us for? I don't have the answer since my oldest has another 4 years to get there, but I can feel that my role is shifting a bit already. During this stage of fatherhood, child support looks different. It's not about the money you are providing, but more of the guidance. I look back to my teenage years and I wonder, what could my dad have done different? And there were many things. One of the main things he could have done differently that I really want to focus on is supporting their movements. We all say we want our kids to do what makes their heart content. But would you be happy if your son or daughter decided to become strippers? I sure wouldn't be happy, but I also know that I can't be that dad that pulls my son off the stage with a belt on my side, ready to light his little adult ass up. I might want to do it that way, but in reality, as the youth gets older, the best thing we can do for them is to let them grow. We can still be there to pick them up, but ultimately they make their decisions and they have to live with it. During this stage, I wish my dad didn't just have my back. I wish he would have supported my thoughts and beliefs a little bit more than he did, though. I wish he would have taken some of the things, some of the outlandish things that I told him I wanted to do or even explore, and provided guidance instead of shitting on them and saying, hey, you shouldn't do that. That's stupid. I eventually still did those things. And guess what, Dad? I learned that some of those things weren't stupid. Yes, some were, but some weren't. At this stage, we might not be able to do all the things we were able to do before. But one thing we can do is be there for our adult kids when in need. Once they become adults, our roles as dads don't disappear. They change a bit, but we're still needed. This is where we can become the fathers we needed as teens and young adults. One that isn't on their back all the time, treating them like kids, but if needed, can still nurture them like a newborn baby. We can still expose them to new things and sometimes even take on their battles, but with a little bit more caution. We can do everything we did before as long as we aren't stepping on their toes or forcing them to live our lives instead of theirs. Fatherhood, just like life, evolves. When you are a present dad like we are, we want to be involved in everything. We want in on their growth, their education, and their safety at all times. And even as they grow, all of those things are still needed. Our roles might change a bit as our kids grow, but the need for us dads to handle our roles with pride and dignity never change. Heck, I still call upon my dad when I'm in need or simply need someone to talk to. Because I do it less now as an adult, my dad's chances to do dad's things slow down. But when in need, that motherfucker jumps to the occasion like no other. His role as a father changed as I changed. But the love he had for me, the love I have for my kids, and the love you have for yours will never change. Keep making your presence felt. The role of a real father never dies. We just get to apply it differently. And if we did it even just a little bit correct from the start, our kids will fill our roles as fathers for life. Let's get it, fellas. We matter. Fatherhood is lit. Thank you.